Welcome to the Salty Eclectic Blogcast with your host and author, TJ Allen. These blogcasts are eclectic in that we derive ideas, styles, or tastes from a broad and varied range of experiences, knowledge, and interests. You can find our blog and information on TJ's books at www.thesaltyeclectic.com. So let's get to today's blogcast from the Salty Eclectic.
Sharing my day. I don't usually blog or podcast about my day since they are usually so mundane, but it seems like God throws me one in there just to liven things up a bit. Like the time I boarded a plane to Denver and I walked past Dr. James and Shirley Dobson. He is one of my spiritual heroes and I couldn't believe I saw him. Then I got to speak to him. Well, that is another story. Encounter number one. I thought things were going well when I arrived at the airport an hour early. A few times I have been late and once I missed my flight. I checked my bag and went to the TSA line. I always take off my shoes before actually getting to the bin line and scoot them along on the floor as I take my laptop out of the case. This time I reached for my shoe to find cat manure on the bottom. Really? I'm about to board a plane. I quickly dismissed myself from the line and made a quick trip to the lawn out in front of the airport. I can only imagine what anyone who saw me was thinking. Don't know if you've ever been blessed to have this happen. If you have, you know it doesn't all come off. I did the best I could and then got back in line. I took off my shoes and put them in the bin and went through the metal detector. The detector where I went through gave out a ding. I paused. "Oh," said the all-too-happy TSA agent, "that was a random alarm. We need to check your shoes." I began to laugh. "Okay, just thought I should let you know. I had to just wipe cat crap off the bottom, so I'm sorry about that."
"No worries," she said. "I won't touch them with my hands."
She swabbed them when they rode by. Knowing ammonia is a key chemical in some bomb making, I was a little worried she would discover too much cat ammonia. My shoes passed. As I gathered my things, I thought this has got to be a start to a very interesting trip. I had seen this general scenario played out before. I smiled as I made my way, shoes and belongings in hand, to my seat to get readjusted. After a few minutes, we were allowed to board. I'm not sure how, but I had lost my silver medallion status, and I was in zone 2, even though I was scheduled to sit in A5 toward the front of the plane. Encounter number 2. When I boarded, I noticed a small Asian man in my seat, and next to him, in the aisle seat, a small Asian woman. I had been through this scenario before. They could not get a seat together, so one of them got in my seat and would hope I was an understanding passenger that would trade with them. I danced with him. "You are in my seat," I said, waiting for the reply. He didn't speak up. She did, in broken English with an Asian accent.
"You sit there, okay? Okay, you sit there."
She didn't ask. She told me to sit there. In the interest of not causing an international scene, I relented and sat down next to a gentleman who took up his seat and part of mine.
"No, this is not okay,"
I thought in an Asian accent.
"Me cannot move."
Has your brain operated strangely before you had time to stop it? Yeah, that happened. I repented. The flight was uneventful except for the fact the Asian woman spoke in her native tongue to her companion, which was kind of cool. Except I don't think she took a breath the entire flight, and I don't think he got in much more than 50 words in the interchange. Encounter number 3. With less than 45 minutes before my next flight and my stomach growling at me, I stopped at my usual eatery and got a Greek salad, complete with tzatziki sauce. Midway through the salad, my phone started annoying me to charge them. I finished my salad and dutifully sought out a charging station near my gate. I found a charging station several spots down, plugged them in and sat in the nearest chair, which also happened to be in front of the trash cans. Hey, it was near the walkway, so I began to watch the people around, wondering where they were going and what their story was. A nicely dressed lady walked by and I heard her say, "You shot what?" Of course, it was not hunting season, so that kind of piqued my curiosity. A pretty blonde in high heels walked by, and I smiled as I watched every male eye, young and old, follow her. 5 minutes into the charging and people watching, a gentleman came by and threw his gum into the recycle container instead of the garbage can. It caught my eye, since I have done this several times myself, when I could not get past people to get to the trash can. I looked at his face and instantly realized that I knew him, but I couldn't place where I knew him from. He walked away and went into a newsstand store across from me when it hit me. That was Sammy Kershaw. Those who know anything about country music from the 90s knows who he is. He was on top of his game then. Not only was I amazed that I saw him, but I was also amazed I recognized him. Some things you never seem to forget. Well, I thought, I have met Dr. Dobson, saw Buzz Aldrin the astronaut, and now was within 2 feet of Sammy Kershaw. Too bad it took too long to recognize who he was. I could have had a great conversation with him, I bet. In the middle of my thoughts, the gate agent requested us to board our plane. I was on a little earlier than some this time and got to my seat before anyone else did. Encounter number 4. I sat down and buckled up. A young lady sat down in the seat next to me and shoved a purple overnight bag under the seat in front of her. Let's call her Sherry. Sherry had room in the overhead bin, but elected to put it under the seat instead. We began to converse, in which I learned the purple tote was a pet carrier with a little dog in it. It wasn't uncommon for people to carry their pets on flights. They have to pay extra unless they are a service animal, which I found out Pumpkin the dog was. She looked like a cross between a poodle and a terrier. Pumpkin, I was told, had to be sedated for the flight from Texas to Atlanta, and it seemed the medication was wearing off, which was evident by the clawing and chewing on the cloth carrier. Sherry asked if I thought it would be okay for her to hold Pumpkin until the plane took off. I shrugged. Pumpkin, the comfort dog, was a little agitated even though she had that partially sedated look in her eyes. When we began our push back from the gate, Pumpkin was returned to her cage. She came back out when we got to cruising altitude. Pumpkin and I became friends, which I think endeared me to her owner. I say this because she started to give me her life history and the history of Pumpkin and her other two dogs. All seemed well until Pumpkin started to growl at the flight attendant as she passed. Perhaps the sedative was wearing off faster, which defeated the purpose of being a comfort dog because Sherry was also becoming unsettled. It was quite interesting to watch the interaction. Pumpkin thought it was okay to growl even louder at the flight attendants as they got closer, which seemed to upset Sherry even more. Then it happened. The attendant got a little too close with her cart for Pumpkin. Pumpkin started to bark, and Sherry panicked. She peck-type kissed Pumpkin on her mouth in an attempt to keep her quiet, all the while telling her that it was okay and Mommy wanted her to stop. I was waiting for Pumpkin to bite Sherry on the lips. Realizing the tactic wasn't working, Sherry put Pumpkin back in the carrier and slid her under the seat with an apology and promised to get her out as soon as she could. I think Sherry needed sedating now. She sat there in stunned silence for the rest of the flight. I put in my earbuds and turned on my music. I have to admit, you can't make this stuff up, and people can really be entertaining.
Did you enjoy today's blogcast? You can find more of these at our website, www.thesaltyeclectic.com. Click on the blogcast category at the top. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter. And remember, Matthew 5:13 says, "You are the salt of the earth."